Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're doing this, ladies and gentlemen. Back by popular demand, day by day, millions shutting off their TVs and turning on WGR 550 between the hours of 10 and 3. How lucky are we? What's up, boys? Are you back on?
We're back on.
We're
all good.
I got to have a quick moment of accountability brought to you by humility. Riv, you were right. Jason Bond Sr. was not making his NHL deal when he was in junior. So always willing to correct myself. Secondly, we totally blew you off because you wanted to talk about Sabre season snapshots. So I want to take this.
We didn't blow him off. You had a little text message time lapse in your
Why do we have to go and point out the turnover that cost everybody the game, Marty? It's blatantly obvious on the game tape.
Yeah, but sometimes
you are that guy.
I am that guy. Make sure. Hey, I was a goalie. The first thing everybody did after there was a goal is, oh, Marty should have had that one. So my natural instinct is to be able to look for mistakes to defend myself.
You win as a team, you lose as a team.
What we say about goaltenders, Marty? They should be seen but not heard. Moving on.
Hey, we'll take over, Rivs.
No, I don't even know what we're talking about. No, we're going to do our Buffalo Sabres Snapchat Awards. Did you...
Not Snapchat, Riv. It's not Snapchat.
Snapshot, I just said it.
No. No, it's not Snapchat. Get it straight. Snapshots.
Marty, did you see the Snapshot Awards?
Yes, I saw that on NHL.com. They did the Buffalo Sabres season snapshot. And, you know, basically, yeah, that was Mike Zeisberger, the Big Z, putting his Sabres snapshot out there.
And what are your thoughts? Do you agree with all of them, or would you be changing some? Let's just start with Jack Eichel for the MVP.
Yes.
I don't think anybody has an argument with that one, correct, Petey?
Well, no.
Yes, of course. It's what are you talking about? Yeah, moving on.
And the second closest, I would say, is PD and yourself for being good sports throughout the whole year and making a show out of it. So, yeah, Eichel
Marty,
followed
Marty,
by...
Don't try to win yourself back now because
I'm not trying to. My point is that there's no second guy. There's no second person that could be considered MVP on the Sabres. That's Jack and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the rookie? Pretty pretty self, explanatory with Victor Olofsson.
Absolutely. I think for a while there, Victor Olofsson was considered in the top three of rookie voting around the National Hockey League. I think it had dropped, obviously, because of the injury. And you see a guy like Dominic Kubalik in Chicago really stepping it up. You don't just have Kale McCarr. You have Quinton Hughes. There's other guys there. But for the Sabres, absolutely. Victor Olofsson, at 24, a little older, but still 42 points, that's what you want.
Can we give a little shout-out to Henry Jokiharju for having a nice first season in the NHL?
If you feel it's necessary, sure.
Well, you know, listen, I do feel it's necessary, and here's the reason why. This young man is only 20 years old. 20 years old in the National Hockey League, playing some pretty good minutes, playing against some tough competition. I thought he did a really good year. I thought he had a really good year for a young defenseman in the National Hockey League. I see a big upside in Jokiharju moving forward. Really, really nice season I thought he had for his first.
Okay. Well, I would say Jokiharju, yes. Could be a good second. It was a good silver medal for Jokiharju. He had a good year, and I'm good with that.
Okay. What about defenseman of the year, Marty? They have down Rasmus Dahlin.
I would argue to that. Listen, Rasmus Dahlin's having a really good year when you consider the offensive production. You look at the stats, obviously, there's, what does he have? 40 points? Is that what he had? Four goals, 36 assists, 40 points. Every time Dahlin has the puck, he looks good with the puck, makes great plays with the puck. He's good on the power play at the top of the formation. But for me, if I was to look at overall defense and what, you have to do, play defensively, physically, offensively, and I know I'm going to take a lot of heat for that, but I'm saying that would be Rasmus Ristolainen. So I would give my award to best defenseman to Rasmus Ristolainen. Now, there's still a lot of issues with Risto's game. Don't get me wrong. But I think he took a step forward this year, maybe not playing, 25, 26 minutes a game against the top line helped him. But I would give that award to Risto.
Petey?
I kind of have to agree with Marty on this.
That's it?
Well, I mean, you said it so perfectly. Why do I need to add?
Well, I'll just reiterate the same thing. I have down Rasmus Ristolainen. He was a big factor on the defense. He plays that a physical brand of hockey, which is certainly missed in the Sabres lineup. I thought he had a really solid season. He was going 33 points in 69 games. He was on pace for another 40 point season. But I just think the way that he's played, Rasmus Dahlin, to me, as much as he has 40 points in 59 games, there was a large part of this year that I thought that he was having a lot of growing pains. He's only 19 years old. He's got a long, long way to go in his career. I think that there's some areas of his game that definitely needs work, and that's just going to come over time and maturity. So I'm going to have to give this award to Rasmus Ristolainen.
I like it. We're all in agreement.
I feel like we should be hearing claps and then have him get up from a table and walk to the stage the way you presented that award, Riv. It was beautiful.
Absolutely.
You should host an award ceremony. Okay, what's next, Craig?
Okay. So our fourth award is for the Best Defensive Forward Award. It was given to Jimmy Vesey this year. So thoughts on that, Marty?
Here, see if you can hear me. What? Absolutely?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I was going to go like this.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, you know when you play Family Feud and the X comes out, like, in the middle of the screen? Yes. Like, no, absolutely not. Defensive forward, for me, the guy that stands to my to what I think I would vote as the best defensive forward is Curtis Lazar. And Lazar was used on face-offs, defensive zone starts, killing penalties, and Lazar was signed to bring some depth to Buffalo, but also help in Rochester. And he told us on the air he had a really good camp, and you know it was a numbers game that he went down to Rochester. But since his return to Buffalo, Curtis Lazar, for me, was that guy that I'd say would be the best defensive forward. So I would go with Lazar.
Who gave that award? Who awarded him that?
Mike Zeisberger.
Okay, yeah. He knows hockey. He knows hockey. I just don't know if maybe he's watching the Sabres as closely and if he's not just looking at the plus minus going, VC has the highest plus minus for forwards, he's got to be the guy. Because the guy, and Marty, thank you for throwing out Curtis Lazar. Loved him from the minute they signed him. But I just want to say that the guy that deserves all the credit here for best defensive forward is Johan Larson.
Yeah, that was my other guy.
Like, he's plus eight. He's got 18 points. He's and here's a guy that last year everybody would have been fine with seeing go bye-bye. And here he is. Like, talk about a 300 and, well, I don't know, complete 180 anyway. In almost a year. Like, 1 year ago today, we're probably like, Larson, if they can get rid of him. We were buying him out because he was under 26.
Yep.
We were buying him out for one-third of his contract because he was only 26 years old. We were, and Gergensen's too. And here we are all year long. We have been praising those two players. So, I mean, Gergensen deserves a little bit of love in there too, but Larson for sure.
Well, I have Johan Larson. Yeah, Marty?
No, I was going to say, Rivs, what do you got?
I have Johan Larson. No question about it. It is an easy one for me. He basically centered a line this year, and we're not going to name the lines through 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the Larson line.
It was the Larson line. And I'm going to tell you this. On many, many nights, that line played top end minutes against the best players in the National Hockey League. You'd have one group of players that lined up against Jack's line to try and shut them down, and Johan Larson's line played against the other team's top lines. I thought he did a fantastic job. I thought he had a really, really nice season. That line with Gergensen, Larson, and a post on so many nights, they were the best line on the ice. I know Jack Eichel's line produced more points, but I'll tell you this, Johan Larson's line, they were fantastic
from
a large
game,
part
from
of the
game
season.
One of the season. From game
from
one of the season.
Game one. So I'm going with Johan Larson. I thought he had a really, really nice season this year defensively. Which brings me to the last award, the Comeback Player of the Year award. They gave it to Rasmus Ristolainen. Petey, what are your thoughts?
Well, based on statistics, nobody will give it to him, but our guest yesterday on the show, Kyle Oposo.
Yeah, I agree, Petey. I'll tell you this. Risto is a great pick for that because we pointed. We all would have voted him for best defenseman because of the step forward that he made this year. So giving him this award on comeback player for the Sabres, Risto probably, deserves it more than anybody else on the team. But since we already gave him best defenseman award, I think I would go with Kyle Oposo. Kyle has found a way to produce offensively. What does he have this year? He has 19 points, 9 goals. I mean, that is not great numbers, but I think
he was just starting to heat up. He was.
That's the thing. When we saw Jack Eichel really get cold over the last, 3 weeks from the trade deadline to until the season was paused, Jack Eichel got cold. Who picked up a little bit of slack offensively? It was Kyle Poso. So I do believe that Kyle Poso, for me, would be the comeback player of the year, because now, instead of talking about, well, how do we maybe buy him out or how do we free up that money on the cap, you're seeing value. Maybe not to the $6 million, but still, you're seeing a lot of value out of Kyle, and I think that's what we should expect and see out of him.
To your point, Marty, but the way he's playing right now, he's definitely, we're getting a lot more value out of that contract because he's missed 16 games. So let's just say with the way he was playing in those 16 games, you give him 4 points. That would bring him to 32. And then he would have the rest of the season would be another.
Oh, Petey's freezing up. Ribs, you may have to take over.
Okay. I'm freezing up.
Okay, so listen, this is where I'm going with this. Talked about Johan Larson as being the best defensive forward. He was the staple on that line at center. You guys are praising Kyle Poso, who I thought had a fantastic season. Do I think he's a breakout player? No, he's not a breakout player. He's had
incredible statistics. It's comeback.
The comeback. I mean, he was never gone. He had 14 goals last year and 29 points. The year before that, 15 goals and 44 points. What I'm trying to say is, how about Zemgus Girgensson? Zemgus Girgensson, the last number of years, has not produced anywhere near what he has this year in the goal totals. We're relying on this guy to be a defensive-minded, physical energy guy. The last number of years, 7 goals, 7 goals, 7 goals, 5 goals last year. This year he's got 12 goals. He's on pace to tie his career high at 15. Not only is this guy playing fantastic defensively, he chipped in many nights with the big goals that the Sabres needed. And I think Zemgus Girgensson had a fantastic comeback year.
Listen, here's the issue that I have with this. And, I mean, I'm not going to blow everybody's mind with this, what I'm going to say here, or this statement. But that was the problem with the Sabres this year. As MVP, Jack Eichel, there's not anybody even close to that conversation. Best defensive forward is possibly, you point out, either Curtis Lazar or Johan Larson. Comeback player of the year, Oposo Girgensson. Where is everybody else? Where was the guys in the middle of the lineup that are going to push for MVP, are going to push for best player, best defensive player, comeback player? There's nobody else. So that's where the issue was, obviously, this season that led to the issues that they had to win games.
All right,
yeah,
boys, we got it.
They traded two of them away, Marty. They traded two of them away, and Connor Sheary and Rodriguez. Now you know why that we didn't have a middle. Thank God we got that. What a great trade for Jason Botterill, picking up Dominic Cahoon. That young man played fantastic, and I think that he's got an upside to his game. But you want to know why we struggled so much during the year? It's the middle of the middle players that you're talking about. And we traded two of them away. So good on Jason Botterill.
All right. And good on you for stopping right on time so we can head to break. Because when we come back, we can carry on this conversation. But we also have to mix in a buy-sell trade. And it comes down to the biggest issue if games are played in the summer. So stick around. More Instigators to come. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And we're back down to two. Riv and Petey coming at you here. Marty had to go. I think he's got some stuff. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about what he's doing. Are we? Did he mention it on the air before he left?
No, just be us behind, but behind the scenes.
Pretty cool stuff. We'll be working on some Sabres content, so stick around for that. I don't want to spoil anything. I've been known to spoil a movie or two. One thing we did not discuss today yet, Riv, is that I don't know if you saw this. I know you did. That's me just pretending. NHL GMs will participate in a conference call, playoff scenarios, the draft, and pending free agent contracts. Among the discussion points, GM asked to submit questions to the league. If the NHL returns, not unreasonable that games could be played into September. Crazy stuff, right? Like all the scenarios.
I like that they're continuing to have hope. They're going to be looking for discussions. They want to try and figure out, you know, what if we do come back and if we do play in a playoff format, what are people thinking about playoff format? So they're going to have to discuss all of these things.
Are we tired of playing fantasy playoff format? Like, is there a format that you've heard that you think works?
Listen, I mean, obviously being and covering the Buffalo Sabres, I would love a format and any format that has us involved. That's what I would like. You know, that being said, it's going to be interesting to see what they have and what they come up with. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of creative people in that call, and you know, it's going to be a brainstorming. You know, what do they do with the season? Is the season going to be over? Can you play? Darren Dreger, as was tweeted out, if the NHL returns, not unreasonable that games could be played into September. I mean, they're really looking at trying to continue and finish a season from this. It's obviously going to push back the season next year, but it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with and what they put their minds to.
Well, Mark Masters at TSN had an interesting article, and you know, what in your opinion, what would be some of the what would be the biggest issue with games rolling through to September?
You know, it's, you know, games rolling into September. So you're talking a July, August, yes, possibly September in Phoenix, Arizona, in California, in Florida, in Carolina. Do you know how hot it is down there at that time of year? And you ask yourself, you know, how how is the ice going to be? The ice is bad in Florida. You remember playing there, right, Petey?
Yep.
I mean, the ice in Florida was terrible in January and February. What is it going to be like with all that humidity coming into the building? How would the ice conditions be?
So we have to get in a buy sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Everyone knows, go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway, where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. And before you answer this question, and the question is, ice will be a major problem for summer hockey. They're suggesting if the NHL returns, but there are no fans at the game, how much would that help? Quoted, it would probably help, but we wouldn't have that hour when we have our exterior doors open for the fans to come into the building. I couldn't judge how significant it would be, but would definitely help us because we wouldn't be increasing the temperature in the building. We'd be better able to regulate the temperature inside. So it's almost like they'd want to come back. They're suggesting come back with no fans.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy this all. Like, ice is going to be the biggest problem. I find now players are playing. I don't want to say in slush because that would be, you know, dramatic. But
yes,
the ice in Florida in whatever, in the hottest point of your winter time, it's still chippy and crappy. It doesn't matter. So I can only imagine how much worse it would get.
Yes. But here's a question for you. So they open the doors in Florida, let's just say in February, March. And it's when the people come into the building and get seated in the building, the temperature skyrockets.
Yep.
So they're having to kind of regulate the temperature in the building to the temperature to the ice. If you had no fans, I think it would help a tremendous amount, even down in Florida, even in California.
Well, wouldn't change anything in Florida then. Easy shot to Florida,
right.
Sorry. Well, no, not this year, though. They're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, right. You get what I'm saying. I mean, if the doors are closed all day long and they can regulate the temperature in the building and the ice, I think it would be a major help. But if you have fans come into the building, it's going to destroy that ice.
100%.
So, you know, I'm going to buy, obviously, buy, sell, trade. The ice will be a major problem for summer hockey. Yeah, in certain markets, it's going to be really, really bad. So I'm going to buy this.
Speaking of buy, sell, trades, we did the buy, sell, trade yesterday about the Olympics postponing a year. And then within hours,
yes,
it's announced that they're postponing a year. So we got that trend going. Listen, are we not worried at all that with the Olympics being postponed, that the NHL and the NBA and all this, everything else will be postponed as well? I mean, the reality of it, like, we can be as optimistic and hopeful as we want, but the reality is, do we see a season coming back? I mean, like, I'd love to know what has to happen for hockey to resume. I'd love to know who has that answer. What needs to happen? Because it's beyond just
no one has the answer.
It's beyond decision makers in the NHL. I mean, it's beyond Gary Bettman. It's beyond, like, I mean, you have, you know, high up political figures that won't allow this to happen. So I mean, it'll be very interesting to see what happens and how this all transpires, because the way I'm looking at it, and I don't want to look at it this way, because anything other than the way I'm thinking is a huge bonus. I'm not very optimistic, but I also know that things could drastically change. So, you know, I haven't given up hope, but I'm like, I want to see hockey. If the resolution is start in July. I mean, like, what is the theory that we have to always be September's training camp? I mean, let's shift a little bit. I mean, you're always competing against baseball in October and November anyway. You know, baseball trumps the hockey world in my opinion, and not just baseball, it's the World Series. You know, vast majority of teams are in the U.S. and baseball is U.S. You know, it's America's greatest pastime. Like, boom. Like, I think
it just makes sense. The NBA is already coming up with solutions that if they do have to start the season later and start next year later, they'd start Christmas Day, which is their day. You know, maybe the NHL postpones and they open up with some Winter Classics. That'll be the most watched Winter Classic in the history. You know, open up on January 1. And I mean, I'm not saying these are the answers. I'm just saying that there've got to be some realists in there that are like, look, we could be sitting here if we have to start the playoffs August 1st. You know, what are the playoffs? 2.5 months? That takes you to, I don't know. It's going to be hard, right?
I mean, you have May, you have June, you have the rest of March. You know, you could even move into half of June. You could be starting a training camp format in the middle of June and starting up in July, or even push that back even more. Like, I think the NHL wants to try and finish this season. They're going to try and talk about solutions of how far back you can push this this game to finish the 2019 and 20 season. And obviously that's going to affect the 2020-2021 season and when it starts. But I like the idea of trying to wait as long as possible and try and finish off this season.
Who's your favorite? Off the top of your head, who's your favorite? If they came back, who's your favorite to win it?
Tampa Bay.
It's amazing you say that. Why?
And you know what? I don't even know why I'm saying Tampa Bay. I'm saying that, you know, Victor Hedman was injured. Mm-hmm. He had been playing a large part of this year injured. When he's out of the lineup, they are not the same Tampa Bay Lightning. When he's in the lineup, they are very good. I just think that they have so much depth, and I believe that they're hungry. I think that when you lose last year, and you look at the season that Tampa Bay had last year, and what did they have, 128 points? It's the most in a number of years. They learned something by getting beat 4 straight by Columbus Blue Jackets. They know that it's a different animal going into the playoffs, and I think they took something from that negative, and I think that they're gonna turn it around here this year in the playoffs. I just think that they're so deep in offensive talent and players in general that they're gonna be a very tough team to beat.
So it's amazing that you said Tampa, because in 95-96 the Detroit Red Wings set a record at 62 wins, and they lost in the conference finals to Colorado. Okay, in that game where Draper got ran from behind, and I remember all these all this happening, but then I watched that. It's from that Russian Five thing, and then the next year, they took their foot off the gas a little bit. The prize wasn't the record of 62 or the President's Trophy. And they had 94 points, got into the playoffs, and they won the cup. They went back-to-back, actually. They learned something from that year, from going for it and burning themselves out, trying to win and set the record. And you look at Tampa Bay, kind of the same thing. Slow start. They're going to get in. Slow, and they're going to be playing.
You know what's amazing is the parity in this league right now is just completely ridiculous. When you talk about, I've never seen a league right now that there's so many teams truly have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. When you're looking at the Washington Capitals, the Philadelphia Flyers are the hottest team in the league and one of the top teams in the East. Pittsburgh Penguins, Boston, Tampa Bay, Toronto, the Islanders. I mean, you can just keep going to the St. Louis, Colorado, Dallas, like Vegas, Edmonton. There's so many great teams that have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. Nobody can pick this.
I bet Philly was feeling pretty good about themselves. Right, like
by far the hottest team in the league.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, final segment for today. Don't forget, everyone, One Bills Live is up from noon to 3. Murph and Tasker will be delivering a nice football show for you. We'll be right back. Instigators, final segment coming up.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, reminder, tonight, farewell, old friend. Final game at the odd from April 14th, 1996 on MSG, 8 bells. Great game against the Hartford Whalers. Check it out. The closing festivities. Also, Jim Kelly. We know who he is. He's going to be on One Bills Live today with Steve and Murph. And River. River, you've been pretty active on Twitter, right? First, last week, asking everybody what they're drinking. This week, something a little more kind of all ages, all appropriate. You went for music, asking people what they're shredding on the guitar.
Yeah. You know what? Obviously, everybody has a whole lot of time on their hands, right? And, you know, I to be honest with you, I started to play guitar right after I retired about 9 years ago and played it for about 4 years. And to be honest with you, I kind of stopped after my son got sick. Spent a lot of time in the hospital with him and going through the cancer treatments and stuff. And it just kind of it kind of fell off a little bit. I stopped playing like I used to, and I still love it. I absolutely love. There's nothing more I love than just hear people play the guitar, whether it's classical, whether it's heavy metal, or you know, acoustic guitar. And I sent the tweet out yesterday because I was just sitting here bored and I was farting around with my computer or my guitar, and I sent something out to people if they have any time, send me a video. And there's been lots of people that have sent in some great videos. And I don't care if you're a professional or if you're just some hack. I just love to hear people play. And there was a lot of great videos yesterday. I love them. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. If people hear this, I love to hear the videos.
Okay. So can I make a request? Are you taking requests?
Yeah.
I want to hear someone play Disarm by the Smashing Pumpkins. That's one of my favorite. That might be one of my favorite. Well, you know my favorite song. I've actually been spinning that one on the vinyl every morning, Mystify by NXS. But I want to hear a little Smashing Pumpkins Disarm. I love that with the guitar. And if anyone can mix
last minute of play in the show.
One thing I didn't want is to give people a song to play. I just want to hear people. If you have a great song, you pick up your guitar in your garage or your basement or whatever, send me a video. I love hearing people play. I'm getting inspired right now. Yeah, have you ever seen the Bulldogs' attic? Absolutely. Little guitar? It is absolutely incredible. I want to live in his attic. And with all those guitars up there, it's awesome.
I have not physically been in it, but I have seen the photos, and he sent that video last week. I saw that. I actually messaged him after that because I got my vinyl out. I put my vinyl back on the record player. I've been listening to the old vinyl records, but we got to go. Murph and Tasker coming up at 1:30. Jim Kelly's going to join them, so make sure everyone listens to that. And drums. I want to see people with the drums, Riv. Send out a drum request. People cranking the drums. We'll be back tomorrow, everyone. See you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.